This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, October 26th. God's word to you today is placebo. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 40, verses 27 to 28, and it says, O Jacob, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? O Israel, how can you say God ignores your rights? Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. For the next couple of weeks, even as the year begins to wind down, we'll be looking at the 5 D's that attempt to prevent us from rejoicing. We will be dismantling the 5 D's that try to stop our cheer and try to make us gloomy instead of cheerful. The first D that we will be tackling is the D of depression. Depression is a very complex word. It is like the word love, very complex. I could say I love my computer and I love my wife. Even though I have used the same word love, love in the context of my computer is very different when it comes to my wife. Depression is like that. It is a spectrum. God is going to dismantle depression in our lives in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. When people are depressed, some people turn to food. Such people are called depressed eaters. What have you seen people turn to when they are depressed? And what do you struggle with when you are depressed? We all have experienced depression at different times, in different degrees. Most of us turn to different things to suit our depression. Some people turn to games. I used to be one of such. And there was a time I used to turn to food to pacify my depression. But when the food finishes, what happens? The person is back to square one. Some people turn to sleep. Some turn to religiosity. Some people spend even their savings. Some people just binge on television. Some people begin to wear all their clothes. These things are just palliatives people use to numb the pain of depression. Anything you find yourself binging on is a sort of addiction. It is something that is taking the place of God. You need to dethrone it. Depression is a symptom. It is not a sin, and it is not the source. When you feel depressed, it is a symptom of something. Sleeping will not solve it. Eating will not solve it. Substance abuse will not solve it. It just leaves us in a more dependent state, which is not God's will for us. If you're listening to this today, and you're dealing with clinical depression, there is a lot you're going to learn in this season. However, you need a lot more, and I'm going to point you in the right direction. Please read 1 Samuel 1, verses 1 to 18. It is our anchor scripture, even as we tackle and dismantle depression in our lives. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I declare that by the time this season is over, my rejoicing will be totally unstoppable and infectious. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.